T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gentlemen, and all right, here we go with a little REO Speedwagon and another week, this week's edition of the Texas Insider Show with Cardle and Woolley. I'm Jim Cardle, the Texas radio icon. Lynn Woolley's in the studio. Lynn, good to see you this morning.
Good morning, Mr. Cardle. How's the Insider today?
We are doing fantastic. Appreciate y'all joining us every Saturday and Sunday. Saturday in Austin, Texas. Sunday down in Houston on KSEV. Is it 710 down there?
700.
700 a.m. down there, pardon me. And as always, we like to say you're either an insider or you're not. Be sure and check us out at texasinsider.org, where we post about a dozen articles keeping you on the inside of Texas politics, Texas and national politics, or become a Texas Insider on Facebook and Twitter, just at Texas Insider. And Lynn, kind of, I think, a summer doldrums here this week. I don't know. I've got my top five stories, but everybody's going back to school here in a little bit or not, depending
on what the virus does.
Saw the Austin American-Statesman today saying that the Austin ISD voted last night or the other night. Actually, it was the other morning at 3 a.m. It just cracks me up how the city council and the Austin ISD, they never, and I mean literally never, certainly in the last 6 months or the last year, do anything and have any significant votes unless it's after midnight or 1 a.m. But, folks, we got to remind you and remind ourselves we are about to come up on the Labor Day weekend here in a month now, and that's the beginning of the presidential campaign. That is when traditionally things really get interesting and started, so be sure and get your big boy and big girl panties on, because as you're doing the lawn and squeezing in that last moment of vacation, things are getting geared up. And I got to, like I said, Lynn, remind everybody that campaigns are about three things when you get right down to it. They're about manpower, getting the troops all riled up. And we had news this week that both national conventions are going to be virtual. And that's a big setback, particularly if you're a challenger like Joe Biden trying to get the masses all riled up and excited. It's about money, some money, raising money. Statistics came out this week for the latest month. Biden and Trump are essentially neck and neck, both raising about $130, $140 million last month. Trump's ahead on the cash on hand by a substantial basis. So you got manpower, you got money, and you got messaging. And Lynn, I'm telling you, messaging this week for Joe Biden did not go well. Here's my top five issues of the week this week. First,
can I say it real quick?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Gotta love Joe Biden.
That is issue number one, because here we had the Austin ISD just in the last day or so announced they're going to be delaying schools. That is a big issue. Schools across the state and across the nation. If are figuring this out. And Austin ISD now says they are not going to start or allow in-person, in-student schooling and instruction until September 8th. That means one more full month of parents pulling their hair out, trying to find a pod, these teaching pods to go into, or scared to death what they're going to do with their kids while they hopefully go back to job to their job, which is number four. Number four issues, the House and the Senate, particularly the Democrats up in Washington, D.C., after the Senate Democrats last weekend punted and refused a pretty simple, and it was just a bill that would have renewed the $600 a week unemployment assistance. They refused to even allow it to come up on the Senate, the Senate floor. The Democrats own it. That's a big, huge issue, and people are really going to start freaking out if we don't get something done. And I don't know if they will. If they don't, President Trump says he's going to do an executive order. Issue number three, I saw this week that a group here locally, the Greater Austin Crime Commission, did a poll the other day that came out in the Austin American Statesman. The commission recently released a poll showing that 53% of sampled voters in Austin do not support eliminating the 100 office police officers that some down at City Hall are recommending. Issue number two is the jobs report that came out yesterday. Hiring increased in July for the third straight month, though overall gains are slowed from the month before, a total of 1.8 million jobs. And Lynn, if you go to the Texas Insider right now, there's a story that shows 81% of Black Americans do not want to defund the police. What's your read on the week?
Well, my read on the week is that this race is turning around from what you're hearing on MSNBC and CNN, the New York Times and the WAPO. I have started feeling very good about this, and I'll explain why. First of all, I want to remind people our call-in number. We do take phone calls. We'd love to hear from you. 512-643-5483 or 512-643-LIVE if you dial that way. 512-643-5483. Now, what we've got going on here, Jim, and I think this is why I've turned optimistic about this race, we've got a situation where the left has been talking about peaceful protesters while we're watching the television
that
screen
are violent,
and they're burning down a police station or something like that. Yes. We're seeing them, the cancel culture, we're tearing down our statues. Adler, our mayor here in Austin, mayor, one of the biggest loonies in the Democrat Party. He wants to defund the police department, and he wants to have Austin, I guess, be part of a movement to pay restitution to people who are doing quite well, thank you very much, in the greatest country on the face of the earth, because their ancestors were slaves 200 years ago.
Restitutions and reparations came up this week, and it's unbelievable.
It's not going to fly.
He said that he not only mentioned it, he said that it's endemic in Austin's history. It's something that is an issue alive and well today. I mean, racism is one thing. Reparations are an entirely another thing.
Yeah. How many people do you know who are hardworking people, white, black, or any other color? And I presume that black people would be exempt from this, but everybody else, including Asians and Hispanics, would have to pay huge taxes to pay for these reparations.
Yeah. I do not believe that this issue is going to do anything than, frankly, just embarrass our city is what it does. And it's one thing, like I said, for the national parties to be talking about this. I don't know what Adler's talking about. He's talking about a tax increase last week for this rail, this transportation, not the light rail, but the public, I'll just use light
Capital
rail.
Metro and that sort of
thing. Yes, expanding that type of thing. And we're going to be talking about some of these city issues. The city council's wanting to eliminate police. Mayor Adler's wanting to give reparations. The school boards announced we're going to have to struggle with how to go back to school. We got to take a commercial break here at the beginning of the show, Lynn. I'm sorry to cut us off here, but Be sure and, like you said, give us a call at 512-643-5483, and we'll be right back to talk about some of the more national issues as well as what's going on here in the city on Talk 1370, The Right Choice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today. You know they make Saturdays for doing whatever you want. The weekend's where it begins. So baby, baby, come on. Yeah, good company. That's yeah, what the only thing is. Missing is a pretty girl sitting here next to me. Up on me, and I gotta start waiting on you. So be YOB. It means bring yourself over, babe. Got what we need to make good.
512-643-5483. That's 512-643-LIVE. Lynn Woolley, Jim Cardle, Texas Insider Show, and another beautiful Saturday here in our favorite city, Austin, Texas, 11th largest in the United States. And another, you know, we have simpatico cities, Jim. Cities that are very similar to us. Maybe they're capitals. Maybe they've got a nice river running through. Maybe they're about the same size.
Okay.
I think one of those is Portland, Oregon, about the same size as Austin. I want to point something out about Portland. I've got an AP story here. The word peaceful protesters appears twice in this story. While the
just
mayor,
amazing.
The left-wing mayor, Ted Wheeler, is out there begging now. He's, like you said during the break, he's gone full circle. Yep. He's out there begging the protesters to stay off the streets. He's saying those who barricaded the doors to a police precinct the night before and then tried to set it ablaze were not demonstrators but criminals. And of course, he's still crazy. He said it was a bad thing because there were people in the building. Presumably, no people in the building, it wouldn't have been a bad thing.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. He's come full circle, and he's admitting now, because he told these protesters, all you're doing is helping Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
That is an admittance that these protesters are left-wing anarchists.
You think?
Yeah, there's no Republicans out there.
Yeah.
There's no Trump supporters.
I see what you're saying.
Trump supporters are not tearing down statues. They're not throwing rocks through storefronts. They're not burning out police cars. They're not shooting anybody.
Yep.
They're not starting fires. And I think this is why Trump's going to win. I think the people, and I think a lot of people on the left, are sick of it. They drive to their downtown areas in places like Portland, Minneapolis,
yep.
Atlanta, New York,
Kansas
Los
City.
Angeles, Oakland,
yeah,
and they say, is this what I'm voting for?
Yep. I tell you, Lynn, I think you raise a very good point there, because there is an undercurrent of a couple things that I picked up this week. Number one is an undercurrent about Democrat leadership and Democrat Party players who don't want Joe Biden to be doing any debates, and we'll get to that later because it's really starting to be mentioned more often in the press here than it had the previous week. And the second thing is that these Democrats, they understand, as we talked about in the first segment, is things are getting into the far turn right now. We're not into the home stretch yet in horse racing parlance, but people are starting to get a sense of where the campaign is going to be focused on down the home stretch. And right now, it's going to be an election about rioting and looting and destruction of the Democrat Party and the Black Lives Matter versus Donald Trump and Republicans, law and order. And what that really means is safety in our own neighborhoods for soccer moms and your local city businesses like
Well, absolutely. And I think the vice presidential thing is very huge right
now. And then there's that.
Look, we used to be a meritocracy. What did Martin Luther King Jr. want in this country? He wanted us to be judged by the content of our character and not by the color of our skin. And what did Joe Biden say? I will pick a woman for vice president and probably a woman of color.
Yep.
And right now it's down to three. Kamala Harris, Karen Bass, this far left-wing communist from California.
He can't go with Elizabeth Warren.
No, she's not the right color.
Well, number one, but they're all, it'd be Connecticut and Massachusetts that you don't get enough national diversion and buy-in. You got to go to California, and that's what he's doing. But that's where all the loonies are.
But there's a big problem with California. I don't think he gains anything by having a vice president.
He doesn't. They're going to win that state.
They're going to win that state anyway. So why go with Kamala Harris? Why go with Karen Bass? And Bass was a huge fan and sycophant and apologist of Fidel Castro.
Really?
Oh, big time.
And Susan Rice is
live five times on TV.
It's just shocking to me that she's actually on the list. She has no elective office experience. And as you said, I don't understand why people aren't talking about it. Joe Biden is saying that he's going to choose somebody because of things that Democrats are against. They're against preference by race. They want us all to eliminate race.
Well,
and yet
they used
he's going to choose a black person, African American, and he's going to choose a woman. And supposedly Donald Trump's the big woman hater. Republicans are taking away a woman's rights, and yet you must have seen the cartoon here that we posted on Texas Insider. I look to a day when people will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character, so says Martin Luther King. And then there's a picture of Joe Biden getting out from behind his basement saying, looking for a woman or of color to be my running mate, call me.
Well, it's all the exact opposite of what they profess for many years. Here's the thing.
But what we're saying, Lynn, I got to tell you, what we're talking about is this is not, as a lot of elections are, this is not necessarily an election of Joe Biden versus Donald Trump or Donald Trump versus Joe Biden. This is an election of issues. And if you're talking about chaos and rioting and looting and preferential treatment with an African-American, that's one thing. But if you're talking about an election that's about law and order versus chaos, that's an entire another thing.
Well, law and order is out the door. Look, I don't know what the chances are that Steve Adler is listening to this show, but Stevie boy, if you are, 512-643-5483. I'd like to slap you around a little bit on the air.
No, we
so
don't
give us a
do
call.
That, Lynn.
Oh, I do. Jim is the nice guy on this
you
show. 512-643-5483. This city deserves better. Far better than a guy who comes out and wants to defund the police and have his citizens pay reparations, have people who had nothing to do with slavery to pay reparations to people who are not deserving of any of those reparations.
Well, you know what's interesting, and people here, this is why you're Texas Insiders, folks. At the local level, we really need to be focusing on this because Dan Patrick was on the show last weekend. Thanks and shout out to our Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. And one of the interesting things that he said was that, and he really ran with it this week, as a matter of fact, after talking to us last weekend, he had a number of Facebook and Twitter and media posts this week saying that American gun owners are not going to vote for Democrats who try to take away their guns. And here on Wednesday, the Statesman lead story on the Metro section said Texas is on track for record gun sales. This is going on all over the nation. But my point to that is, and the police here at the local level, the Statesman said this week that the new solution amongst many city leaders for cutting the police because they can't come to an agreement, here it is, Austin police budget debate may be punted to next year.
Define next year. What's another way to say next year? After the election.
Exactly.
That's exactly right.
You golly, Lynn, I hadn't thought about that. That's exactly what they're doing.
Well, coronavirus will go away on the 5th of November.
It's exactly what they're saying. When does the coronavirus vaccine come is one thing, but when it ends. How about all these questions, though, about Joe Biden's week? I think as long as I mentioned their campaigns are about manpower, money, and message. And in terms of messaging this week, both these candidates, they got to be thinking at this point of running a perfect mistake-free campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a big story this week, because as you're going into your convention and Joe Biden's leaking these names of his vice presidential candidate, it's supposed to have been, Lynn, a week of anticipation, and the press is goading America to get on the edge of their seat and think about how this great team is going to lead America to remake America. And what did Joe Biden get this week? But he stuck his foot in his mouth again and said African Americans don't think for themselves, and
they're not as diverse as Hispanic.
He has gone backwards. It's mm-hmm. a big, big loss for Joe Biden.
Have you noticed how it flipped last week? Correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me that Donald Trump is far more presidential right now. He had that news conference last night from New Jersey or somewhere. Where was it? Ohio?
Uh-huh.
New Jersey. All right, I was right the first time. New Jersey. He sounded presidential. His speech at the Mount Rushmore was amazing, pro-America speech about how great America is. The Democrats are so negative. And Biden, not only did he do this thing about the Hispanics versus the African Americans, which pitting American groups against each other is never good.
Yep.
But he also had an interview, and I think it was with Yahoo News or somebody, and the young black man says, Mr. Vice President, have you taken a cognitive test? And he says, come on, man. He says, are you on cocaine?
Yep.
Did you have a test for cocaine?
To are an
you
African American
Are you
man.
A junkie?
Yep.
I think
big problem.
I think this contest had a big reversal last week.
It really did. I got to throw in one final thing and give a shout out to football legend and former Dallas Cowboy Herschel Walker. He posted on his Facebook page, quote, "For the first time in a long time, I stopped in the middle of my workout because I saw something last night I really thought disturbed me. I saw a bunch of black people holding Black Lives Matter signs and burning a holy Bible, burning the flag of the United States. I started thinking to myself, the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, is this what we're really supporting, people?" I think that is indicative, and somebody like Herschel Walker having the courage to say it deserves a shout out.
He sure does.
And we got to take a commercial break, not a commercial break, a news break here at the bottom of the hour with the Texas Insider Show with Jim and Lynn, Cardle and Wooly, coming back for more of Texas and national politics. We'll be right back. Job there, John. A little Kenny Chesney coming back into the second half of this week's Texas Insider Show. Appreciate you joining us, folks, where you want, how you want, when you want. Be sure and check us out on the Talk 1370 Right Choice radio app to download the weekly Texas Insider radio show. Be sure and come back and see what we got posted on the Texas Insider and the Logic websites, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well, just at Texas Insider. And I'm, Lynn, gonna the one thing that I was getting distracted with there, no shirt, no shoes, no coronavirus tests is the other thing you gotta have to get into some of these restaurants these days. But Lynn, I want to pick up, because the word that I was trying to come up with there a minute ago was cap metro when I was talking about public transportation. And this is something that's, I think, flying under the radar. Austin City Council tried to propose, or did propose and passed, a 25% property tax increase to fund a $10 billion public transit system the other day. And Cap Metro Board of Directors, they've reached a next to the last stop, I'll put it, step to steer. They're calling this Project Connect. And at a meeting here a couple weeks ago, the two bodies, that's again the city, Austin City Council and the Capital Metro Board of Directors, both voted to adopt a $7 billion initiative investment scenario that would be financed with a 8.75% city property tax, separate from the current city levy that's requiring voter approval, but they can continue to, is my point here, do a couple things at the local level. Here, after 10 plus years of voters turning them out, not only turning them out, but just curb stomping their ideas to expand Cap Metro, to expand their tax and spend public transportation ideas that clearly the voters don't necessarily want because it's not going to be used. Number two is they don't want to pay for it. And then on the other hand, you have City Council here announcing that they're going to spread the police cuts out over until next year so they don't get held accountable. They're talking about restructuring the police, cutting $100 million when people are feeling less safe in their communities. And then you've got Austin City Council voting to fine us up to $2,000 for our health violations if we don't wear a mask and the restaurants in town don't have social distancing going on. I just think it's another example here of what at the national level people are saying, looking at themselves and rolling in their eyes saying, what in the world are we coming to? We've certainly reached the idea of where the ultimate stage of absurdity we're in is where people are held responsible for things that happened before us, like these reparations.
All right. Can I ask you one question before
And yet we're not held accountable for things that we're doing that are breaking the law in front of our nose.
Are you telling me that I have to be nice to the mayor, Adler, or can I say what I think?
Well, Lynn, I'm telling you to practice the golden rule. You know what the golden rule is?
Yes.
Others like you want them.
I'm sorry, Mayor Adler. This is Project Connect. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to tell you how ignorant this mayor is.
Okay.
I don't have to say anything. I can read his own comments.
That's the smart way
Adler
to do it.
Adler said the city's multi-billion dollar transit plan could correct transportation investments in the past that have deepened inequality. So transportation.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Transportation. Wait a minute. Be nice, Jim. Now, come on.
Okay.
This is our mayor.
Okay.
He can't help it if his mother dropped him when he was a kid. All right. So he said, what he's basically saying is that transportation in Austin is not about transportation. Mm-hmm. It's about social justice.
Yes.
Come on, man.
Right, so he said, we must not repeat those injustices. We must ensure that the very communities we intend to serve with improved transit are actually able to keep living in those areas once the improvements are in place, Adler said. Now, what he's saying there is he wants to build all the new stations, build all the tracks, do all the demolition of people's businesses and stuff in minority areas. The minorities are going to tell him where he can go.
Yep. You're referring to quotes there.
Eminent domain.
There's a State of the Union in February with the president, then Governor Abbott. Governors across the country do their state of the state. Here, Mayor Adler gave the state of the city earlier in the week, and he talked about, what was it, Lynn? Five things, essentially, that were the highlights.
Five takeaways.
What were the five takeaways?
One was the police budget. The second
one
was restitution for slavery.
Reparations.
Here in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
COVID stuff, which is always in there, homelessness, and, I don't know. We got to do something with the Fairmont and with the JW Marriott. I mean, why not just filling them up with homeless? And transportation. Those were the five. But this whole thing about defunding the police department, does he not see what's happening in Seattle?
Yep.
Where we had, was it CHOP or CHAZ, whichever one you prefer?
Yep. Chaos is what
it
was.
How many people died in the CHOP district?
Too many, but it was two.
Two, exactly.
Yeah. And they took over the city.
But anybody that had a business, suppose the Texas Insider Block got taken over, how would you feel?
That'd be a problem.
It would be a little bit of a problem, yeah.
Okay, Lynn, we got a caller, Frank from North Austin. Appreciate you calling the Texas Insider Show. How's things in North Austin today?
So it's kind of on the warm side there, guys.
Ah, gotcha.
So concern I've got is if you go back in history with the mayor where he was trying to figure out what to do about the homeless, and instead of going to cities that had correctly solved the problem, like Rhode Island did, even Dallas, Texas was enforcing the law. He goes to Seattle and goes to Portland to try to figure it out, then comes back, makes it worse. That is after they decriminalized the camping in public spaces, right? Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then, absolutely.
And then they moves forward and he goes, well, I don't know what to do about it because I know friends downtown that couldn't go to their offices, not because of COVID a year ago, but because people were defecating on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine, his wife got accosted at 8th and Brazos.
Wow.
Twice, two different times.
Oh, my God.
And then he gets the audacity to go out there and say, hey, I don't want to hear it from anybody unless you got something on.
Well, I get the feeling you don't think I slapped him around too much.
Other than perpetuating the problem, that would be helpful.
It's Frank, right?
Yes.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. If we're going to have to help the homeless, and I don't mind helping the homeless, I'm not cold and uncaring about people, although some people in my family would say different.
Yeah.
But why don't we go to some of these homeless people? I'm not talking about the war veterans who lost their legs and you know, that's a different situation. I'm talking about healthy people that are on the street. And why don't we say, look, you can pick up trash along I-35. You can mow the lawn at the Capitol. You can help us mop some floors at City Hall. Don't give them money. That's what they want. They want you to give them money. Make them do a little bit of something so that when you give them money, they take it with dignity.
Well, and here's you're right about that to some degree. One of the – in the veteran space, when you're talking homelessness, the biggest problem there is they don't have a job. And their mental health deteriorates rather rapidly, as it does with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But 80% of the people that are homeless have some sort of a substance abuse, whether mm-hmm. it was prior to them being homeless or it was acquired after the fact.
Sure.
There's a guy in Dallas that runs Dallas Life, the homeless shelter up there. His name is Bob Sweeney. Mm. He's written several books about homelessness, knows it backwards and forward, and they have a very successful program up there. That's four phases. The first phase is 30 days. You come in, you clean up, and get sober up. The second phase, and it's all on choice. They ask you, you got mm-hmm. another 30, you know, 60 days. We're going to put you in a rehabilitation program and train you back to a point to where you can somewhat sustain and take care of yourself. If you pass that, you're 90 days into it. The next phase is 6 months. So they train you for a job. They get you some money.
Teach you
from,
some skills.
Donors
yeah.
that they have and
yeah.
teach you some skills. And then the last phase is about 4 months. It's about a one-year program that you actually have. You're going out to a job every day, coming back, and they have a 90% success rate up there in Dallas out of Dallas Life. And it's all in his program, but you have to volunteer every time. When you say, hey, I'm good for 30 days or I'm in for the next 60, they make sure that you do it. And if you leave, you can't come back for, I think it's 6 months to a year because they make it very tough. But people understand this is what the deal is. We don't have any kind of shelters like that, retraining, repurposing people
exactly.
here in the Austin area, or taking care of their substance abuse problem,
yep.
which is a major aspect. Asking,
okay, good points.
Heroin or whatever.
Good points there, Frank. Appreciate you calling, Lynn. I got to jump in here because what he's referring to there is a training program that's done what and where by the private sector. And that's mm-hmm. what this city does not get. White guilt is a real and live disease. Mayor Adler and the rest of the liberal elitist Democrats who like to, they only not have white guilt against blacks. They have white guilt against other whites. They always want to use somebody else's money. But what he's talking about there, Frank references and obviously knows what he's talking about in Dallas.
Sure.
You've got to have private sector programs. Everything government touches turns to yogurt.
Well, you know what? This is something that comes to mind. Isn't this what our churches used to do?
Exactly.
And it's certainly something that the Salvation Army, in my hometown, Temple, Texas, beautiful town. I was on the board of the Salvation Army
for
10
Did you
years.
Just say Temple, Texas is a beautiful
town?
It's
a gorgeous town.
Okay,
it's a smaller version of Austin.
Okay.
Instead of technology companies, we have medical companies.
Oh, I got you.
But it's Drayton McLean lives there. He's the guy that owned the Houston Astros for a while.
Go ahead.
And he put up a lot of money to build a new Salvation Army, complete new headquarters, new church, new chapel. It's got homeless beds for men across the street.
Really?
It's got homeless beds for women. The Salvation Army is
Praise
amazing.
God for Drayton McLean.
This is why I got mad at Chick-fil-A when they started not funding, helping with the Salvation Army. So, you know, this is exactly what we need to do.
Okay. It's just remarkable, Lynn, to think that here in Texas, you've always got Rick Perry, who famously referred to Austin as being the blueberry in the tomato soup. But we got some real problems that we got to address. And the key point is whether it's done by people like Drayton McLean in the private sector in the Salvation Army, or whether it's done by white guilted elitists like
Steve Adler.
Well, yeah, you took you could see my dilemma there. At any rate, folks, a very good call in critical point, and it's an exact dichotomy or a contrast that we're going to seeing in this presidential election. I got to take another commercial break. We do here the final commercial break of this week's Texas Insider Show. Appreciate you joining us on a beautiful, beautiful weekend. And we'll be right back to talk more Texas politics on Talk 1370.
Used to be from Dallas, now he's from...
Oh, great job there, John. A little Los Lonely Boys. Piece of heaven is what we're sitting on here, folks. I'm telling you, in the nation's 11th largest city, lovely downtown Austin, Texas. And welcome back to the final segment of the Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle. We're here every Saturday afternoon on Talk 1370 KJC, The Right Choice, at 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, and over in Houston on KSEV Sunday evenings. Now, big shout out and a word of appreciation to them over there as we're trying to share some conservative thought and discussion and maybe even a little truth and logic every now and then. Be sure and check us out at texasinsider.org or Texas Insider on Facebook and Twitter. But Lynn, we got about 10 minutes here. I want to tick through a couple things because I think, as we've talked about, you know, whether it's at the city level or at the state level, not much went on this week, although we're cleaning up from a hurricane down on the coast, and there was continued outbreak of the coronavirus down in the valley. But as we were talking about this last segment, this idea here in the city of reparations and nationally of these riots and looting, and the idea that Frank, our caller, mentioned about doing things in the private sector versus the public sector. This is what Democrats, and we said earlier in the show, this is going to be election not necessarily about Donald Trump versus Joe Biden, but of chaos and looting in the streets versus law and order. And it's going to be an election of economic uncertainty that everybody's so frustrated with right now versus potential prosperity that Donald Trump believed us. But this idea of white guilt just really gets underneath my skin, because as we mentioned off the air, or I guess it was on the air when you said, how are you going to treat Mayor Adler? It's the golden rule. As we said last week, there's nothing common about common sense anymore. Mm-hmm. People don't treat each other nicely. We got the scatological nature of the internet. And Democrats, they love to throw in, and I just don't get it, because it is a losing idea for them right now.
Scatological?
That's a West Texas word for animal droppings.
Well, at least it had logical in it.
There you go. But and then that's true. That's what the internet is. It's all scatological animal droppings, and nobody's held accountable. But that reminds me of what the Democrats do. They try to bring in these moralistic arguments, and moralism has been a big thing for them ever since the Civil Rights Act. They're now bringing it up, like you said, Mayor Adler saying that mass transit and Cap Metro is a social justice issue. Are you kidding me? The American public is smarter than that. We're worried, and we are just being pushed over the edge on this CRAP being shoved down our throat.
Well, I think it comes down to this. I don't wake up in the morning thinking I'm white and that's what defines me.
We all have a problem, Lynn. Our skin has a color.
It does, you know? But it's immutable. It's not. It's immutable. I can't wake up today and identify as a black person and actually be a black person. Now, liberals can do this kind of thing.
You could
they can wake
identify
up and say,
as
"Oh, I feel like a woman today."
Yeah.
And you can go right over to Target and you can urinate in the women's room if you want to. It's just fine with them. But that is craziness. And we're starting to understand. I think the American people are. And look, one other thing happened last week. Payrolls increased by nearly $1.8 million. Topping expectations.
Jobs, you mean? You said dollars.
It says payroll.
Okay, keep going. Yeah. 1.8 million jobs.
Despite coronavirus resurgence, if the economy starts improving, this is why Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer will not negotiate with the Republicans on the coronavirus relief.
Yep.
They really want the issue. The more the American people suffer, they think the worse it is for Donald Trump and the better it is for them. So by God, to them, the American people can just suffer. They don't care.
Well, that, and they're also trying to throw additional funding for Planned Parenthood in there. They're trying to throw additional money in there for mail-in ballots from every state in the nation. They're trying to load it up like a Christmas tree and a wish list so they can, as James Clyburn, the number four ranking Democrat in the House, said, we need to use this opportunity to remake America like we want it. But you mentioned something there that gets me to a final point I want to talk about. Did you see what the state of Nevada did? And this is the other thing. If Democrats are so sure that Joe Biden's going to win this election, and if Democrats are so sure that Joe Biden can debate Donald Trump, why are they calling for the cancellations, using the coronavirus as
of the debates?
Excuse? Yes.
Oh, the debate.
And if they're so, one final thing, don't lose your thought. And one final thing, if they're so sure that voters are going to, in mass, turn out for Joe Biden, who the polls show they have no enthusiasm for, why is the state of Nevada, after midnight, cramming a bill through to say that every registered voter in Nevada gets a mail-in ballot when they know that over 200,000 people on the voting rolls in that state are illegitimate and not active voters, but yet they're wanting to send them? Why are they doing these
things? Come on, man. You know the answer to that.
Come on,
I've got
man.
A story here.
Hold on, Casey. What was that again?
Come on, man.
There you go.
Oh, there we
good
go.
Job.
Yeah. We like to hear Joe say it.
Yeah.
I think this first paragraph of this AP story says it best about the whole the mail-in balloting.
Okay.
This is in today's daily newspapers around the country.
Okay.
The U.S. Postal Service says it lost $2.2 billion in the 3 months that ended in June as the beleaguered agency, hit hard by coronavirus and also by email, I might say, piles up financial losses that officials warned could top $20 billion over 2 years. Then it goes on to talk about mail that never gets delivered, or mail that gets to a person's house,
yep,
is filled
yep
out, is sent, but never gets to where it's going. And we believe that we can hold an election using a postal service that has an outmoded business plan, that hasn't fixed anything in the last 20 years, and is cut overtime.
I can do you one better. That's what all the government does now these days, is defend our shores, build some roads, and lose our mail.
Yes. Know?
And I'm telling you, Donald Trump these days, he is cleaning house, and he's trusting in the big guy. And he has got a piece, like Dan Patrick said last week, he sensed when Dan Patrick was there to welcome President Trump coming to the Permian Basin. But here's one better for you. I saw a story. It was on NBC News, of all places. And mm-hmm the headline was, because it just came out this week, 1 in 5 mail-in ballots rejected as botched New York City primary,
yes,
finally comes to a conclusion. And here are the numbers. New York State has long had restrictive mail voting laws allowing voters with certain valid excuses to cast absentee ballots, like Texas does. You have to be out of state or unable to travel and that type of thing. But here's the numbers. This is going back to the state's primary on June 23rd. So here we are 6 weeks later, and the city has finally certified the election results. This is 6 stinking weeks. Lynn, we can send a man to the moon, but how can we not tally up the votes? 21% of all mail-in ballots were rejected. 21% uh-huh will win you an election every now and then, people to steal one.
Let me ask you a question. Suppose we do the election and it's mostly by mail-in ballot, and suppose on January 20th of next year, we still don't know who won.
Yep.
You know who's in charge?
Donald Trump.
Nancy Pelosi. The old president's gone.
The number third in line.
Mm-hmm. Nancy Pelosi will be running.
They're supposed to have been an inauguration on the third Tuesday after the first Monday in January or something like that. And then there's another one. Montana's Democrat state governor this week said also that Montana's a Democrat state, but they've got a Republican state, but they've got a Democrat governor. They issued a directive saying that all voters in Montana now have to receive mail-in voting. And I've got to tell our listeners, it's one thing to – this is what conservatives do. We propose something, we'd go out and we'd test it, and then we retest it, and we perfect it, and then we apply it to all the poor peons out across
America.
Nancy
Pelosi says we have to pass a bill to see what's in it.
Exactly like she said for Obamacare. And that's where we are right now. If we had had 2 to 3 election cycles to perfect this stuff, I would imagine that's where we're going anyway. But to try and cram this stuff down our throats smacks of political shenanigans.
And what do you not have to do when you vote by mail?
You do not have
to show an ID. Yeah. There's a Facebook meme going around, and it's just precious. It says,
or you don't have to show that you are you. You can hand it to somebody else for ballot harvesting.
The Facebook meme says, "Don't let Donald Trump cheat. Demand voter ID."
Turning it around.
Yeah.
Well, Lynn, we got to put a plug in the jug. Big thanks to you and everybody for pulling the show off today, John and Casey behind the glass. And folks, be sure and tune in next week to the Texas Insider Show at 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock. We got a lot of issues that we covered this week. Check out the Texas Insider at texasinsider.org. And remember, folks, what do you say, Lynn?
I say be logical, and you're either an insider
or you're not. Jim Cardle and Lynn Woolley wishing you a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.